welcome to another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm your host, Shay Wheat, founder of Grace and Ease Productions, where we support entrepreneurs just like you with event-based marketing and sales strategies, allowing you to build your authority, your credibility, and your visibility in your industry. And today's guest is the amazing Angel B. Hartwell. Now, Angel is, get this, an internationally known artist, author, and evolutionary alchemist. Honored as a Be the Change Movement to Watch Award winner and considered one of America's premier experts, she has appeared multiple times in major media. She's also the creator, executive producer, and host of the 9-time award-winning and Apple number one internationally ranked Wicked Smart Women podcast, which one of our other amazing guests has actually been on your podcast as well. So that's phenomenal. Her book, Be Heard by Millions and Live Your Destiny, was number one new release in 3 different categories, not just one, 3. She is also hired to consult with high-achieving visionary leaders who are called to be the vanguard of creative age. Please help me welcome Angel to the Creating Powerful Impact stage. How are you?
I am well, and it's been a while since we submitted that bio because we are now a 13-time award-winning podcast, Wickedly
Smart.
Oh my
gosh! Woman.
Yeah.
Okay. That's lovely. That's just ever evolving and growing. Like,
it certainly is. We have all of the awards up above my head here. I'm running out of space. Let me see if I can show it to you. All the awards.
Oh,
are
and
there.
Those aren't like little awards too. Those
no,
are
they're
massive,
some serious like, awards.
That congratulations. Yeah, right. Amazing. Yeah. Well, okay. So I want to chat with you about like the speaker, the coach, the expert, the person that is got a message and they have this drive, they have this impact, they want to be heard and they want to do good in the world, right? This platform here is all about how are we creating impact in the world, and our audience is listening for how to best do that. Where would you want to start in regards to that mission overall, Angel?
Right. Well, I think where I'd want to start, Shay, is I really want to affirm for people. And that's the first step in my book, Be Heard by Millions and Live Your Destiny, and my Be Heard kind of framework. Is to believe. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in the calling that you're receiving, and you have to believe that you can create, sufficiency, if not thriving, from saying yes to that calling. And so, I'll just use myself quickly as an example. When I got called to be a messenger, it was an undeniable call. It was undeniable. And I was a single mom just going into my second divorce, had a kiddo that was going into puberty. I looked at this calling and it was undeniable. Like, I knew I was meant to speak. I was meant to be heard. And this was back in 2007, 2008, before we had all the amazing technology that we have now. I also knew I was called to be serving at a global level. And back then, if you said that to somebody, they'd look at you like you had 3 heads. But I knew what I knew, right? And I looked into speaking. And at the time, the model was 265 days out of the year on the road. And I was a single mom, and that was not going to work for me. So thankfully, the technology angels arrived with some technology, and I started my business speaking and serving globally using free conference lines and my phone. Yeah. So this was back, before we had the technology that we have today. And so I think the first thing I would say is I want to affirm. I just really want to affirm for anybody who's listening that it is indeed a calling. If you feel it that strongly, it is a calling, and you will be supported, and your work is to just keep saying yes to that calling.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So first step, say yes to the calling. Now what the heck do? We have a calling. We're saying yes. Now what?
Well, you know, I think the next thing you have to do is you have to remember that it's up to you to provide the energy. Like, you've got to energize. So step two of my Be Heard by Millions solution is energize yourself, right? And so you are the creator. And as the creator, it's your responsibility to ensure that your engines are fueled, that you're topped up, that you're, you know, able to continue when things get sometimes a little rough. You know, when I first started myself, and this has been true for many of my clients as well, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of pushback from people, a lot of pushback from people who are around you, who don't see the vision, who don't feel the calling, who don't understand why you're crazily leaving behind your multi, you know, million-dollar real estate career to go do this thing virtually when you're talking to people over the phone and you can't even communicate to quote unquote regular people what you're actually doing. So it's on you to really be understanding and to get support with maintaining your energy and staying energized in service to saying yes to the calling, in service to delivering your message.
Yeah, right. So it's like, if we're serving, right, we're giving. And what you're saying is essentially, how do we end up doing that where we're not totally depleting ourselves and then getting to the point where there's nothing to give because you're so depleted? So is it kind of like a circular type of system you have to create energetically? So you're constantly filling yourself up as...
This is a great question.
Serve for your overflow type of thing.
Well, yeah. And this is a great question because often people who are called, it is a heart thing and they just want to pour their heart out. And typically this exact dynamic that you just described happens. It happened to me where you just pour out and pour out and pour out and you're not taking into consideration the monetization, you're not taking into consideration your health, you're not taking into consideration your relationships with your family members, you're not taking into consideration the structure that's required, the support that's required around really putting a message out into the world that is sustainable. And you are often in kind of martyr mode. A lot of messengers can get into martyr mode and then end up, you know, burning out. And so what I would say is really the key here is to contain the excitement and to contain the energy and the power of this message and make it subservient to your highest well-being. Because if you're the channel through which the message is being delivered and you start to erode, the message is going to erode and it's not going to have the impact. You mentioned the word impact. It's not going to have the impact that it's meant to have or that you want it to have. And so the work of containing ourselves and our excitement about our message often requires help. It often requires support from outside because many messengers, when they get turned on, it's like a fire hose, like, just let me talk, just let me have the microphone. And they're just like, you know, it's like spraying spaghetti against the wall. And so part of the work is getting the support in place and the structures in place that will allow it again to be long-term sustainable and so that you can thrive and so that the message has the impact that it's really meant to have.
Well, and I would assume there's some piece of taking the message and crafting it in a way so it actually lands with your ideal audience, right? Because what I've seen with creatives and I've seen with a lot of event hosts is they know all of the things and they want to share it and it's so exciting and we're so up here and the person listening is going, I don't even know what you just said. You're excited about it. I want to be a part of it because it's exciting. But I don't actually understand, like, how is this going to help me? And what is the promise of what I'm going to listen to? And what am I getting out of it? And should I even be here? Am I even a good fit? Like, all of those kind of details, right?
Right. And so that's step three, which is the H.
I just led you right into it then. Oh, I'm on
Perfect.
It. Okay.
Great. Step three is have a clear message. So What I have discovered over time is that you have to have a clear message, right? And that clear message also needs messaging around it. And those are two distinctly different things. So your core message is what you stand for, the impact you're here to make in the world. The messaging that goes around that is in service to making the connection and the impact that you want to make. And as you said in your example, often a messenger is, you know, so, it's so big that it's hard for them to contain it. They start to spew it out like a fire hose. The audience members can't deal with it because it's too much energetically as well as intellectually. And so part of the work is stepping down the message. It's kind of like having a nuclear power plant. You can't plug a toaster into a nuclear power plant, right? So you've got to step down the message in a way that is digestible for the audience. I like to call it, you need to turn it into baby bird bites. You need to turn it into baby bird bites. And part of the work of being the messenger, number one, you have to say yes to yourself. Number two, you have to energize. Number three, you have to have a clear message. And the message, remember, is the bridge. The message and the messaging is the bridge between you and those you are meant to impact. And so when we get to this phase, the work now becomes, it's not about me, it's about them.
And meeting them where they're at.
Correct.
Right? Because, you know, especially if the message has come to you through an experience that you've had to go through to, you know, the hero's journey, so to speak. You've gone through all the steps. You've gone through the process. You've gone through the fire. And now you're like at the top of the hill going, I know the answer. And the person that you're here to help and serve is at the bottom of the hill. And they go, I don't even realize like that's the answer I need because I haven't even gotten to the first step on the hill to get there. So you're breaking it down in order to meet them where they're at. I love that.
Correct. And I'm going to move to step four here in the Be Heard by Million solution, which is to expertify yourself. I made up that word, expertify.
I love it.
So when we expertify ourselves, by expertifying ourselves, we're able to communicate something in a small baby bird bite that allows somebody to say, oh, that might be interesting to me. So let's say you're the dog pee on the carpet solution expert, right? Now, if you have a dog who's peeing on the carpet, somebody automatically is going to like know that you're the one for them, or at least they're going to, you know, be open to hearing what you have to say. Now, sometimes it can be challenging to expertify, especially if you have a multidimensional message. So sometimes we need to have a bigger umbrella under which we have some offerings that are speaking to specific issues or expertise. So for example, I can speak about virtual speaking and being a messenger. I can also speak about becoming clear on what my wealthy life is and making sure that I have all of the subjects, you know, all the structures in place so that I'm well. And I can speak about, you know, a number of different things. And so we're like a diamond, and each facet is the doorway into the diamond. And so part of the work when we're attempting to connect with a market is to put out a facet and say, oh, here's the facet today that I'm talking about. And people will come into through that facet, and not to diminish the rest of the facets, right? To not diminish the rest of the facets. So when we expertify ourselves, some people will put a stake in the ground and say, this is where I'm at, and this is where I'm going to stay, like the dog pee on the floor kind of people, right? There are other times, though, when a messenger will evolve. And as you evolve, you have to be willing to also, you know, pick up your stake and move it to the next space. In your case, you're a certified event producer. You're all about events, right? In my case, I've done work in the realm of spirituality. I've done work in the realm of speaking. I've done work in the realm of monetization. I've done work in the realm of podcasting. So I'm super multidimensional, and it can be challenging for a messenger who's super multidimensional. And that's why it's super important to have the right support around you and to have the clarity around what you require in order to thrive so that your message can keep making impact.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Because when I started, I was just planning events for people. And now, like you said, the multidimensional piece of it is I certify people in planning events. I consult on how to actually set up high ticket offers. I can speak on this. I can speak on that, right? Because I've expertified myself, like you were suggesting. I love that. Okay. But I think it also comes with experience, right? So you've done the process for like the first message. And really hone that in. And then now we can add in another piece and another piece and another piece. Okay, great. So that was step four. What's five?
Ask. Yay! Exercise your asking muscle. We got to exercise our asking muscle. This is especially difficult for women. A lot of women have a tough time with the exercising their asking muscle. So we need to ask for help. Right. And this was one of my big failings. And it was like, oh, I can do all this. When I first got started back in 2008, I taught myself HTML so I could build my own website. It was like crazy.
Which is not the best use of your genius, I'm sure.
I didn't know. I didn't know what I didn't know. And this is something, again, I want to just be really affirming for those of you who don't know what you don't know. And you're on this quest for data, you're going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. I made the mistake. One of the very first big mistakes I made was I invested at this event for this thing that was supposed to send all this traffic to my website, which I was back at home trying to busily put together using HTML. You know what I mean? Like I had nothing. I had no offer. I didn't know shit about anything. Yeah. And I made that investment and it was a complete waste of $2,000 because I never did anything with that investment. But the part that wasn't a waste was that I learned what I didn't have so that I could then go get what I needed that could potentially ultimately make that investment pay off. And it hasn't yet. That was like 2008. But other than it's now wisdom, right? So everything pays off eventually. It's now wisdom. And the wisdom that I want to transmit here is ask for help for what it is you want to create from somebody who's created what you want to create. So if you want to create a 13-time award-winning podcast that allows you to have a lifestyle where you take the whole summer off and you're making five-figure paydays, I may be the person to talk to, right? If you are somebody who loves doing events and can't wait to like get your feet into as many event rooms as possible, then Shay is probably the person that you want to consider as a consultant or as a mentor or as a coach for you. And so we want to look to the best of our ability and ask for help. We want to ask for help. We want to ask for opportunity. As a messenger, you want to ask for opportunity. So I'm here having this interview. This is an opportunity. You are giving me, gracing me with the opportunity to be on your platform. So we want to be able to ask for the platform. Yep. And I remember when I first got into this space, somebody said platform. I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. And I didn't ask, like, what do you mean? So I went down this whole rabbit hole for like 5 years of building a art gallery and healing arts center. And I was like, I've got my platform now. That was back between 2003 and 2008. And then finally in like 2009, I figured out what they meant by platform. So you got to ask, and you also have to ask for money. We have got to ask for money. We've got to exercise our asking for money muscle. And that's a piece that I feel is super important for anybody who's a messenger to understand what the money equation is that's going to allow you to thrive, not just survive, not just break even, to thrive. And that's something I help people with in my big revenue breakthrough, because a lot of people have, you know, they've done a good enough job, they've gotten to six figures or, you know, mid six figures, and but they're not thriving. It's like a grind, it's a struggle, they're exhausting themselves, they've burnt out a little bit. They're up against that, you know, revenue ceiling. And so that's a big piece. We need to know what the number is in order to thrive. And that's always evolving.
Yes.
And then we also need to ask for the money. And sometimes the, you know, asks can be difficult. I remember the first five-figure ask I made was back in 2008. It's like a $10,000 deal. And they said, yes. And it was a big leap for me to go from, like, I was doing hands-on healing for $200 a session. And then all of a sudden it was like $10,000. And so there's always also going to be that next level of how much you're going to ask for too.
Yes. Yeah. Because could you believe it? When my first ask of running somebody's event was $500 a day.
Oh my God. We're both laughing, cackling. We're cackling at that.
Oh, man, that was over 10 years ago, mm-hmm. right? And you know, it is not that anymore. It is mm-hmm. it is multiple five, if not six figure type right. deals going on now.
Right.
But there's also the experience and, you know, everything else that comes with it, which is mm-hmm. exciting. But really you have to start with the ask, because mm-hmm. that was hard in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Right? There's a whole lot of mind chatter and a whole lot of like, I don't know my messaging, and this person says mm-hmm. they're gonna pay me, so let's do it.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, I charged my first gig as an associate producer for Dr. Oz was like $1,500. Right. Yeah. But you start, right?
Right. You got to start
somewhere. They said yes. And I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah. You've got to start somewhere. And, you know, the money piece is different for everyone too, Shay, you know? And that's one of the things that we do in my big revenue breakthrough, small group intensive, is we get clear for each individual person that's in the group, what their number is, because there's a different number for, like, when I was a single mom back in 2008 versus now my kid is 29. I'm not a single mom anymore. I'm pretty liberated and free. My numbers are different.
Yeah.
The numbers are different. You know, what my expenses are different, what my lifestyle is different. So we need to be aware of what the life circumstances are as we're getting clear on what the number is. And then we need to learn to fearlessly exercise our asking for money muscle.
It is a muscle for yeah. sure. Yeah. And it's constantly being worked.
Well, and let me say something about somebody I've recently been working with, if you don't mind, on this particular topic. There's a person that I've recently been working with who is a multiple New York Times bestselling author, huge platform, huge number of people who are, you know, in this person's sphere of influence. And this person was called to do something relatively new and outside of their lane. But really called. And in that calling, it's a different deal. It's a, when you're moved from one sphere to the next sphere, it's a different situation. And in this person's case, they were really struggling with asking for money, like really struggling. And they needed to be asking for money in the millions, like mm-hmm. money in the millions. And so the most successful people, you'd be surprised. I was surprised when I had this person, you know, come into my field and I started working with them. I said, you got to be asking for the money. You've got to be asking for the money. And the person just went like collapse, like, oh, I don't want to have to ask for the money. Like, it was like such a, like, I could see the literal collapse in front of me. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this person yeah. is collapsing in the face of knowing that they need this money. And having to have to be the one to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And as the leader of your business, as the carrier of your message, it is on you. I don't care who you are or how hard it is for you. You have got to be the one to ask for the money to come to support your business, your message, your activism, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
at whatever level. Right. And this is somebody who's been, you know, famous for years, well established
yeah.
in their realm. When they went to this other realm, it was like, oh, can't do it. It's like, whoa. But then we got that person turned around, and they're now like, I'm like, oh, every time I text, I'm like, you're asking for money like a badass. Yes, yes, yes.
That's fantastic. And I'm sure it's a process, right?
Yeah.
It's a mental process that for this person, definitely a physical reaction came out for them. And when in reality, even though they're shifting and moving to a new sphere, they really still have all of the skill set and knowledge that they were using over here that can transfer. And I've seen
Exactly.
that happen too, is where like, oh, I'm starting this brand new thing, but really you still are an expert in what it is that you do. You're just now transferring it to this new modality, perhaps. Keep with
Exactly.
that in mind.
And there's different level, like you were saying, you got paid $1,500 and now you're probably getting paid $150,000, right? And at some point you might be asking for $1,500,000 for your events. Who the hell knows, right? And so at each level, you are going to still need to ask. And if you're bumping up against that resistance, then that's when you need to get help. That's when you need to get somebody to come in who can see the parts of you that you can't see. I'm a seer, I'm a visionary. I am able to see people years in advance of where they're going to be. I can see potential. And so having a seer on your side is a very powerful, it's kind of like having the Merlin behind the throne, right?
That's wicked awesome.
I call
Heck
myself a
yeah.
Merlina.
The angel Merlina.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I agree. I mean, so I'm not sure if you knew this, but I have an energetic background of being a Reiki master. And when I was going through that training, my Reiki master teacher is a seer. She can see, and she can see the energies and things of that nature. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. I can't do this. Why is it not working? My gifts are different. Right. But to have a seer on your team, yes. Yes. Oh
Yes.
my gosh.
Well, and
Huge.
I'm also a medicine carrier. I've been through Reiki and Shambhala and multidimensional healing and all of those things. And I carry a medicine bundle in the Inca tradition. And so, yes, having a seer who can see is powerful. It's powerful. And that's not to say that the gifts that you carry aren't equally powerful, because you may be a listener.
Yeah, I hear and I feel.
Yeah, I could tell that. I
Knowings.
could see that you could hear. I could see that you could hear. And I'm not surprised that you can feel. Right. We all have all of the multidimensional capacities, just they've been conditioned out of us or suppressed or repressed. And so, there's ways to exercise yourself and not only exercise your asking for money muscle, but exercise your multidimensional capacities as well. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, that's five out of what, seven?
Yeah, we got two
Okay,
more.
two more.
Two
Great.
more that they're pretty quick. So, R is ready your back office with a back office that has your back.
Yes.
Okay. So once you have all this clarity and you're out asking for money, and it's not linear. Let me be clear. This is not a linear process. I've laid it out linearly, but it's not a linear process by any stretch of the imagination. You need a team. You must have a team. You must have a team. Like one of my early mentors says, you need a team that takes, a team that's going to take stuff off your plate, right? And allow you to do your genius, just like I should not have been, but I'm not going to shit on myself. I should not have been figuring out how to do HTML for websites back in 2008. It is what it is. It was my learning experience, just like your $500 or whatever it was for your first event. It was part of my learning experience. You want a team that takes, and you also want to have a back office, including systems and structures and all of the, technology in place. The minimum viable, I'm going to say minimum MVT, the minimum viable technology. Try to be mindful about what you're spending money on, and don't get a Ferrari technology platform when you're a horse and buggy at the
Yes,
moment. You know
yes.
what I mean? You'll grow into the Ferrari platform. I, bought a Ferrari platform early on, and I had to let it go because it was like it could do a million different things for me, but I was not
You
anywhere
only
near
needed
being able to.
three of the things.
Yeah, I needed
You're
three of
paying
the
for a
things. Right.
million.
Right. I needed three of the things. So, yeah. So, again, this is where you want to get support. You want to have a mentor. You want to have a consultant. You want to have a coach, who can guide you to the best of their ability. And sometimes you're going to not have a good match with coaches, which I've also had. So, be patient with yourself and make sure that as you're readying your back office, you're doing it with the intent that it's going to have your back and not create another job for yourself. right? Your job is, as one of my other mentors says, is to be the talent. Your job is to be the talent, right?
So
and being
true.
the talent means getting on stage, speaking, doing the things.
Yep.
So that's
reaching the masses.
Step mm-hmm. six is pretty clear cut. And then step seven is we want to design our deliverables so that we can delight in the dollars. We do not want to be structuring our deliverables, which is what the people are buying, in such a way that it's a drag for us to deliver, or that we're taking on clients for the money and they end up being like nightmare clients, right? So we want to be very intentional when we design our deliverables. We want to be able to delight in the dollars and delight in the client interaction as well. And again, you might have a few hits and misses with this, right? And it's got to be just like the money piece, the design of your body of work, what you're delivering, has to be aligned with what you need in your life. If you're taking care of elderly parents, you're going to have a different kind of deliverable design than if you're, you know, single, free and clear of all responsibilities and doing whatever the heck you want, right? It's going to be different. So those are the seven. Believe in yourself, energize to monetize, have a clear message, expertify yourself, ask for support, stages, and certainly ask for money. Ready your back office with a back office that has your back, and design your deliverables so that you can delight in the dollars.
I love it. This has been so amazing so far, Angel. And thank you. This is like hands down, super concrete. I know everybody's taking notes. As we start to wrap up, what is something, one, what, how can people stay connected with you on a couple of different things? One, if they wanted to learn more about and go deeper in these seven steps. And two, if they were interested in more on the wealth side, like you were doing with your other client, and they were moving over and they were like, I have to ask for what? Oh my gosh, I need some support, you know, asking for the money. How can they connect with you?
Well, so to go deeper in the Be Heard by Millions solution, I have a special gift, and it's the entire downloadable copy of my number one in three categories book, Be Heard by Millions and Live Your Destiny. You can get that at beheardbymillions.com. Keep it simple, right? Okay. And then from there, if you decide to get the book, there's going to be, you know, some follow-up information that you will receive in addition to the book, and an opportunity to apply for a conversation with me if that's the path that you want to go down. And certainly if you are directly like ready to have a conversation with me about the monetization piece of your structure here and getting clear on your value and being able to powerfully ask for money and command more cash flow for delivering your message, then you can go to wealthylifementor.com and click on apply for a consultation, and that will take you right to my application form.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. My last question before I let you go is, what is a takeaway or a memorable note you'd like to leave our audience with today?
I love to give you the eyes of the wise. Five eyes of the wise. So number one is inspired. When you feel inspired, you want to say yes to that inspiration. Number two is when you get that inspiration, you want to invest. You want to invest in energizing that inspiration. Number three is you want to immerse yourself in whatever you're investing in. And so that means, you know, you're going to be learning new things. So you've got to make space for the learning of the new things. Number four is you want to integrate. And when we integrate, sometimes integration requires that we throw out things that aren't working and only take the things that are working. So I had to throw out doing HTML, learning HTML, right? And you had to throw out charging only $500, right? So when we integrate, we end up letting go of some things that need to be let go of in order to make the space for what we're learning and immersing ourselves in to come in. And And we don't have to eat everything on the buffet table when we're integrating. You know, take what works for you and leave the rest behind. And then number five is implement. Like, nothing happens if you don't implement the crap out of what you have now taken inspired action on, invested in, immersed yourself in, and integrated. We've got to implement. So that's the five eyes of the wise. And hopefully that's a great takeaway for our audience members.
Thank you so much for being with us today. And I want to thank our audience for joining us on another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm stoked for you to take all of these lessons, all of these resources that you've learned here, start implementing them so that you can create even more impact in your world. Until next time, have an outstanding rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening to the Creating Powerful Impact podcast. If you are a successful coach, speaker, author, or thought leader who would like to be on this program, simply visit creatingpowerfulimpact.com/guest. If you are someone who got something out of this interview, would you please do me a favor and share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your socials. Also, if you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag Creating Powerful Impact. I love seeing all of your posts and great guest selections. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they really mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more about us? Head on over to our website, graceandeaseproductions.com, or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Just look for Grace and Ease Productions on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.